alarm bells went off when I read the letter and I saw that the minister is still saying that the rate for homeowners would be set by him in consultation with the SCSI, but that's an entirely different thing from the SCSI rate being taken as it is. And I think the only way that we could accept that this is going to be a fair scheme and that the rate would be set at so that it would cover the entire cost for homeowners to reconstruct their home is that the SCSI rate is taken and reviewed every year to fairly reflect the construction costs at that moment in time. It leaves it open for the sliding scale or any other interpretation. The sliding scale has been inserted if the minister and his officials in the Department of Housing have the power to change the rate, regardless of what the SCSI say. So I think it has to be the SCSI and the SCSI only.
And the reality is, letters like this, you can't claim this was clumsily written. We know that ministerial letters are written by civil servants, and every word is pored over, every syllable, every comma, every full stop is analysed and very carefully placed there.
Absolutely. You know, these letters are very, very carefully composed by the Department of Housing officials before they signed off on the minister. And we know this is a multi-billion euro scheme. So it's not a scheme where typos are going to be left in, for errors are going to be left in. And it was very, very carefully, and I would say suspiciously, inserted into that letter. So I know the MIG Action Group are meeting with senior officials today, and they'll be seeking clarity on this. And I would hope that the clarity is that they're going to take out that wording, and they will just leave it with the SCSI calculations and that alone.